Everybody, how's it going? Everybody, and one more time, for the old goodness sake, the New York Mets, the best record in the National League, they come to San Diego tonight, and we got to say one more thing. Going everybody, welcome to the San Diego Padres New York Mets post game show. I'm your host, Borna, aka Hog. Here, let's get some W's in the chat. Let's get some W's to the chat, and I do got a shout out already. Some new members, Chad Wilson, welcome to the Hogwatch YouTube membership. We got a lot to discuss. We got a lot of announcements to make tonight on stream. Why not us? That's right in the chat. Members, try out that new emoji. It should work. It should work. Now, everybody, welcome to the postgame show. I'm your host, Borna, aka Hog. I thought we were going to get another no-no in San Diego, potentially, with Yu Darvish absolutely shoving today. Yu Darvish, I'll say, you guys want some music to yours? We'll get it. By the way, we have biggest New York Mets YouTuber, Wardy New York Mets, will be joining the live stream show. We'll be joining the live stream show very, very shortly. 20, 30 minutes from now. 20 to 30 minutes from now. There it is, Morshu with the sexy Why Not Us. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! I'm very excited to announce that. We'll get into that later in the live stream. I live for your W streams. I live for you watching my W streams again. I'm so pumped to have Wardy on. We're going to talk Mets. We're going to rub it into his face because it's our time to shine, baby. Yu Darvish threw an absolute gem tonight for the San Diego Padres. I'll say it again. 7 innings, 0 earned runs, 6 strikeouts. And oh, baby. And oh, baby. 0 walks for the Japanese gem and Persian Yu Darvish. Ooh, Tatis with those emotes. They looking good. I just added the Manny Machado one as well. We have over 200 people in this live stream. Smash the like button, my fellow Hogdrays. I mean, smash the like button. So much to discuss tonight. Now, we got to talk about Adrian Morahone. The reason we're on StreamYard and the quality isn't number one is because we have Wardy coming on. One more round chat. Let's get some Why Not Us's in the chat. Let's get some Why Not Us's right now in the chat. We're going to break down this thing. Padres win an absolute wire-to-wire beautiful victory. Jurickson Profar is hotter than fish grease. Ashley, that's the new emote we need. We have room for one more emote for my YouTube members. Ashley, that's it. We need a fish grease emote because Jurickson Profar is hotter than fish grease. He's hitting 248. He took a tater of Taiwan Walker deep today, 409 to be exact, barreled it up to right field. And man, Jurickson Profar, have a day. We're going to get into our top hog washes. But the San Diego Padres offense, only 6 hits, but 7 runs to show for it. Machado with another hit. Crony with a big-time 2-RBI single. Machado with a big 2-RBI single. Eric Hosmer, you're a little slumpy. Nomar Mazzara, some good at-bats. Trent Grisham, big-time single. So tons to discuss on the post-game show. By the way, people keep asking me, Hog, I don't know how to join the YouTube membership. I'll tell you right now, you could only do it on a computer. You can get all the perks and benefits on your phone, but you need to actually join it on your computer. I'm going to go ahead and show you guys the whole breakdown of everything on this live stream. Thank you so much for the super sticker, but it's got to be done on your desktop. So everybody, should we get into our channel announcements first, or should we get into our post-game recaps first? We're going to get into this more shoe as well. Do we get into the announcements first, Chad, or should we get into this post-game recaps first? Drew with the big $20 holla says, why not us? Yes, sir, everybody. Let's get some W's for Drew in the chat, man. Drew, it was just that kind of night for the Padres. You're starting to believe in this offense. And man, I really thought Yu Darvish I really thought Yu Darvish was going to throw the no-hitter. Guys, by the way, we have top biggest New York Mets YouTuber, Wardy New York Mets, coming to the live stream show in about 15 to 20 minutes. You guys don't want to miss this live stream. It's going to be absolutely action-packed. Drew, thank you so much for the W donut. Let's just get the announcements out the way first so then we can go ahead and get fun with this post-game recap. Drew, you're the absolute man. If you guys missed it, we today announced the Hogwatch channel membership. I completely am bluffing and screwing up my background now. That's absolutely fantastic. But chat, today we announced the channel membership of the Hogwatch. We have those new channel emojis, as you guys can see in the bottom left corner, but we also added a Manny Machado one, and we're able to create more emojis the more of y'all join. We also, and I spent so much time on this with people who, shout out Brad, shout out Ashy, for everybody who was helping on the channel, but they were also able to help with these loyalty badges. I mean, so how it is if you guys join the membership and you subscribe every month recurring, you will be upgraded to all these different loyalty badges on the Hogwatch. And that's able to give you guys some seniority in the community. And you guys can see that there's a little bit of a six-tier method here. So you guys will get this exclusive gifts, emojis, and other things in the rookie hog level. Our next level is the all-star hog level, in which there's going to be exclusive live streams for members every single month, different therapy session streams that we'll have in the Padres community, and they'll also give you discounts on merchandise coming out very, very soon. We got some Why Not Us merchandise coming out very, very soon. I cannot wait. So guys, I want to say one more thing before we get into it. If you don't want to become a member, totally all good. I just love that you guys watch me every night. We're going to get into this recap. I just got to get this out the way. And if you do join, I really appreciate your supports, your donations, your gratuity, and helping this community grow. Let's get some W's in the chat, everybody. We ready for this thing now? Are we ready for this thing? All right, chat. The San Diego Padres. What an absolute win today. What an absolute win today for the San Diego Padres. We need to talk about it. We're going to hear from Padres skipper Bob Melvin on the San Diego Padres Hogwatch postgame show. It should be an absolute dandy. Why just 66 likes? I don't know, man. Y'all got to ask your stream that. But let's take a look at this box score today, everybody. We're going to get into the top hog. We're going to get into the Hogwashes of the night. I need to talk about something, chat. When do we start talking about Jerks and Profar being legit? And the San Diego Padres, as Nate says, 1.5 games back of first place in the National League West. 1.5 games back of first place of the National League West. Unbelievable. Like the stream, boys and girls. Lambo Subordinate, welcome to the Hogwatch YouTube membership, man. You won't regret it. Welcome to the channel, man. I appreciate your support and your gratuity. Welcome to the Hogster membership. By the way, we also have some of our levels. We'll give you guys exclusive shout-outs, social media connections, so much more to announce on the channel. Now, everybody. Jerks and Profar. Let's get some W's for Jerks and Profar in the chat right now. Jerks and Profar has done everything for this franchise in the last month. He has 7 home runs on the season. He's hitting .245. 3 walks. 3 walks, Padres fans, for Jerks and Profar. It's unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable the kind of production the San Diego Padres are getting for Jerks and Profar. And speaking of W's, we have more new members joining the Hogwatch membership. Nyx, welcome to the channel. Spencer, my boy, welcome to the channel again, everybody. You guys are going to have those seniority points. Tell me those little loyalty badges and emojis don't look sexy. Shout out Ash for helping with those emojis. You're an absolute rock star. Shout out Brad for helping with those loyalty badges. They're sexy, sexy, sexy. Cannot wait for the merch drops. I got you members with the exclusive discounts, the live streams. Oh my God, I'm so excited for everything on this YouTube channel. Thank you to everybody for joining. Let's get some W's, baby. And Dave Roberts is shaking. Dave Roberts is shaking. Here come the swinging Friars. You guys know that team in San Diego, California? They're coming. They're absolutely coming right now. A game and a half back. A game and a half back for the San Diego Padres right now. So now we take a look at this box score again. It's crazy because it was only 6 hits for the San Diego Padres. But I have to talk about it one more time. Jerks and Profar, chat, is absolutely setting the tone for the Padres on an offensive standpoint. He is just setting the tone. It's unbelievable. The quality of his at-bats. He had a 10-pitch at-bat last night. The absolute shot. I'm telling y'all again, Jurickson Profar with an absolute shot to right field. He set the tone early on in the game. And we all talk about Tatis eventually coming back for the San Diego Padres and being that leadoff hitter. But why would you want anybody leading off except Jurickson Profar right now for these Friars of San Diego? Jurickson Profar has been absolute money as he took Taiwan Walker deep big time to start the game for the San Diego Padres. And that thing was absolutely crushed. It was absolutely crushed. H-E-D, ba-dong, da-ding-dong, Jurickson Profar. And I talked about it on my channel, chat. This guy may literally consider opting out because he's been actually so good for the San Diego Padres. If this guy hits 240, 20 home runs, he's on pace for 85 RBI. And you know what the unbelievable thing is with Jurickson Profar? He's walking at such a high clip. He's walking at such a high clip. Again, I want to welcome all my new channel members to the stream. Sky, welcome, my man, an OG member of this channel. Welcome to the Hogwatch YouTube membership, man. Again, we'll go in through it and talk to you guys about what it is. More breakdown later in the stream. We also have New York Mets YouTuber, 15 plus thousand subscribers. Wardy New York Mets will be joining the Hogwatch in about 15 minutes. Don't go anywhere. This stream is literally trending upwards. It's going to be an absolute dandy tonight. We're going to have Mets fans. We're going to talk to a Mets fan who was absolutely pissed about Pete Alonso getting absolutely rocked by Yu Darvish. Darvish hit three Mets in the first 1 2/3 innings of the baseball game. It was unbelievable. Sky, thank you so much for supporting the channel. It's just the beginning, everybody. Spencer, Nix, Lambo, everybody for joining the channel, man. I appreciate you guys, and welcome to the Hogwatch YouTube membership. It's going to be a great ride with all of y'all on the channel. So we see this Jurickson Profar absolute bomb, but the Padres kept it going, chat, in the second inning. I mean, they set the tone. Grisham had a big-time single to right field. It scored Hosmer. Nomar Mazara had another hit, and Jake Cronenworth basically gave the Padres a lot of insurance in this baseball game. Early in the game, Jake Cronenworth with a massive at-bat for the San Diego Padres off Taiwan Walker to make the score 2-0 to 4-0. An absolute big-time 2-RBI single for Jake Cronenworth. Chat, I got to talk about it. Jake Cronenworth. I got to acknowledge Jake from Rake Farm. He's been great for the San Diego Padres as of late. And it's the timely hitting from Jake that adds a whole nother dimension to this team. I'll tell you this right now, chat. If Jake doesn't get that hit and it's 2-0, this game can go the other way. But can't we all admit when Jake makes that play, he gets the single, he doubles up the lead, it allows you to sit back, relax, and know that Yu Darvish likely ain't going to relinquish that lead. It's one thing to relinquish a 2-0 lead. It's another thing to relinquish a 4-0 lead. So Yu Darvish was absolutely masterful tonight, and we're going to get into that. By the way, everybody, we are on the road to 5,000 subscribers. If you're new to the channel, we cover the San Diego Padres after every single San Diego Padres game, and this is a great series. We have an absolute Mods Balaki. I cannot see your message right now. Mods, I please need your help. Please stop the spam. But guys, we cover the San Diego Padres after every single game this year, post-game live stream shows. Welcome to the Hogwatch. If you're new, I hope you subscribe to the channel. We're going to get into Yu Darvish. We'll call him Huge Yu. We may need to get a Yu Darvish emoji after tonight, Ashley, because he's been absolutely nails. We're going to get into Top Hog. We're going to get into Hogwatch of the night. But before we did that, it was nice to see Manny Machado kind of break the schneid a little bit. He was 8 for his last 49. He had a big-time single today that not only scored Nola, but it also scored Jurickson Profar, who, guess what? Got on base again. Got on base again for the San Diego Padres. And then in the eighth inning, after the Padres went up 6, Voit hit the sack fly. The Padres go up 7-0. The game's over. But. Adrian Morejon made his all-anticipated return after 14 months from Tommy John. He was sitting at 97. He was throwing absolute heat. He was just showing that fastball. It was absolutely dominant, supreme, and he honestly looked better than he ever has looked in his life. Adrian Morejon, welcome back to the San Diego Padres. All my members, let's get a round of why not us is in the chat. Thomas, welcome to the Hogwatch YouTube membership. Thank you so much for all your support, man. All your donos as of late. I appreciate your support. And David Gonzalez, welcome to the membership. Welcome. Let's welcome, chat, all of our new members to the Hogwatch. Legend, 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 legend. Welcome to the channel, my guys. Now, I do want to add. Chat, y'all ready for top hogs and hog washes of the night? What should we do first? I'm feeling juicy tonight. I'm feeling absolutely juicy tonight. We're going to have Wardy joining us any second now. I know he's got to do now 10, 15 more minutes of his live stream. And we're going to talk about the bullpen getting that rest. But come on, chat. We all know the situation. And why don't y'all go test out those new top hog hogwash emojis? Let's get some top hog emojis. Let's get some anticipated top hog emojis. Yup. And I'll say it again. Yup. The first top hog of the night. Yu Darvish was absolutely unbelievable for the San Diego Padres. This was a night, chat. We needed Yu Darvish. We needed him so badly to be so great tonight. After Blake Snell got absolutely tormented, after Blake Snell got absolutely erupted on last night, we really needed a night, okay, for our starting pitching to carry the load for the San Diego Padres. We needed it badly for our starting pitching to carry the load for the San Diego Padres. But you know what? I got to fix that. It won't work on StreamYard when I try and pin your chat. But Yu Darvish, I want to ask you guys a question. Yu Darvish, I kept saying it on the stream. It wasn't just the 4 ERA. He's been so much better than that all year, and I'm so finally happy that he's being able to get rewarded for that. And next, Jurickson Profar, all the way shooting up back up the brinks, back up the rankings. Jurickson Profar, man. How good has this guy been for the San Diego Padres? How good has Jurickson Profar been for the San Diego Padres? Mod RGB is asking for the Discord link. YouTube mods, BQ, my new mods. May you guys please give him the Discord link in my link tree as well. Admins, I know you guys can help them out with that. Please give my viewers the links to all of our social media channels. Jurickson Profar actually has the second most top hogs on the team this year. Top hogs, Jurickson Profar, as Spencer says, he's been a revelation for the San Diego Padres. It's so nice to see that he's able to set the tone. He's got some pop. But for me, it's the walks, chat. For me, it's the walks with Jurickson Profar. His ability to grind out at-bats. It's one thing for him to hit some home runs. But if he's able to make pitchers' pitch counts go to 9, 10, 11 per at-bat, woo, it's just going to be that much sweeter for Jurickson Profar in his time in San Diego. He is, and Yu Darvish is, your top hogs of the night. By the way, everybody, your hog wash of the night. There's the link to the Discord, by the way. Your hog wash of the night is, drum roll, please. Let's get some hog washes in the chat. Let's let the drum roll. Profar at leadoff has been, yep. Oh, yeah. Unbelievable. Ha-Sung Kim. And I wasn't going to give any hog washes of the night. Again, if you're new to the channel, I hope you subscribe. Join the hog watch for year-round Padres content. We got you guys with daily live streams after every single San Diego Padres game. I did not even want to give a hog wash tonight, but Ha-Sung Kim was 0 for 4. He didn't have good quality at bats. He was able to advance the runners from first and second to second and third in the first inning or second inning, but it wasn't because of a bunt. It was because he got absolutely jam-rocked. He just hasn't been looking good at the plate. His batting average now is sub under 210. He's approaching that Mendoza line at 205 to be exact, and he's usually giving you that plus defense. But right now, Jurickson Profar just hasn't gotten it done for the San Diego Padres. Excuse me, Ha-Sung Kim has not gotten it done for the San Diego Padres. So I don't know what the situation is with him. We're going to talk about him. Here's the updated Discord link for people who aren't seeing it. I just posted it. Jurickson Profar, Yu Darvish, your top hogs of the night. Okay? Ha-Sung Kim, your hog wash of the night. Padres fans, how are we doing, everybody? Again, we're going to have Wardy on the channel very, very shortly. ADHD, I modded you right now, right? I just modded you right now. We are going to have Wardy on very, very shortly. I cannot wait for this one. It's going to be a fun one. I know he's awesome in the Mets community. I'm sure all you guys have heard of Wardy, New York Mets YouTuber. But how are we feeling, Padres fans? We're not just 34-22. But listen to this. Listen to this. We're 1.5 games back of the Dodgers. Somehow, some way, we're 1.5 games back of the Dodgers. Welcome to the Discord to all my new viewers, Darth Revan, Starcaster. Welcome to the San Diego Padres Hogwatch Discord. Guys, if you don't know, we also are announcing giveaways and whatnot on Instagram. We are giving away, thank you for 4,000 subscribers. We are giving away a Nabil Crismat jersey on the Hogwatch. I put the details on my Instagram page right here. Go ahead and shoot me a follow on Instagram. We also let you guys know about us launching the Hogwatch channel membership earlier today. Go ahead and follow me on Instagram. Here's my Twitter at the Hogwatch, and here's the Nabil Crismat jersey giveaway entries right here. Subscribe to the channel, follow me on Instagram, and that's really it. Retweet the tweet, and because we hit 4,000 subscribers, we will be giving away to one of y'all for free a big time Nabil Crismat jersey. Hog, let me get that OG badge, bro. I ain't just giving it out. It's going to come. It takes time to people, my man. You got to join the YouTube membership again, everybody. Thank you so much for your support of the channel, but go ahead and join the Discord and follow this tweet and like this tweet. Now, we got a lot to fire up. I should be hearing from Tyler very shortly. It's going to be such a fun stream with him tonight. We're just getting started live on the Hogwatch. While we're waiting for him, chat, can I get a question for y'all? Where is everybody tuning in from? Mods, can you please put the links, admins, and a new link to the Discord? Where's everybody tuning in from, chat? We're based in Los Angeles today. We got almost 300 people in this live stream. Smash the like button. Oh, it's going to be such a good stream. I cannot wait. Mongolia says Morshu. Adrian Morahone, by the way, 18 pitches, 14 strikes. The dude, what was he doing? Unlike Blake Snell, what was Adrian Morahone doing? I want everybody to understand this. He was attacking hitters. He was attacking hitters. He trusted his fastball. He trusted his stuff. He trusted his stuff. For once, he trusted his stuff. Unlike Blake Snell, who won't want to throw his pitches, he trusted his stuff because he knows he's good, just like Blake Snell knows. San Marcos, Wakanda forever, East San Diego, Tampa Bay, Grossmont. Welcome to the channel. And Oside with my new Padres bucket hat. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! Chula, Central California. Are y'all ready for Tyler? Are y'all ready for Wardy? Hey, guys, are we going to slander him? Let's be polite. Let's be polite. But, oh, baby, it's going to be a great stream. It's going to be a great stream. This YouTube chat is going absolutely stupidly fast. And I'm trying to catch up to it all, but it's moving stupidly fast. And that's why we're going to have that members-only live chat as well. I won't use it right now, but when it's times in their situations, I'm going to have to pull it out. We're going to hear from Padres skipper Bob Melvin again. The Dodgers lose. The Giants are losing. And it's a beautiful day for the San Diego Padres in the National League West. Again, I do want to show you guys again. Take a look at the box score tonight. This has been our black horse MVP of the year, okay? Jerickson Profar. 248, 7 bombs, almost 30 ribs. How much more can you ask from Jerickson Profar, chat? He's slugging. He's getting on base. He's on pace for 85 ribs, 20 bombs, hitting 245 with the offense being down. How much more can you ask from Jerickson Profar? And in the last 16 games, Profar's hitting 307. Dark horse. My apologies. It's unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable the kind of production we're getting from Jerickson Profar. And members in chat, when Wardy gets in this stream, I'm going to need all of y'all to hammer, to spam the Why Not Us's, so he knows a feeling of what it's like to be a Friar faithful. The Mets have a great community, chat. I need to tell you all this. The Mets have a great community on YouTube. We need to show Tyler that the Padres are the number one community on YouTube, though. Because we're coming. And we're coming for that pennant. We are coming for that pennant. So, chat, do we have any questions from tonight's stream? Okay. So, right now, if we look at this Padres rotation, it's looking like Musgrove's are one, Darvish's are two. That looks pretty solidified. And as for our number three, it's looking like right now it's going to be Mackenzie Gore for the San Diego Padres. But I mean, you Darvish chat. efficient. He threw 11 different pitches tonight. He has one of the best cutters in baseball. He has three different variations of that curveball. One that's slower, one that's tougher, that has bite. And I don't know about y'all, but was Yu Darvish using sticky stuff tonight? The movement on Yu's two-seamer, chat. The movement on Yu's two-seamer was unbelievable. I've never seen it move since that post-sticky. He was about to go hit, guys, and it literally just shifted all the way to the inside part of the plate. Yu Darvish, we take this guy for granted, is just a freaking horse for the San Diego Padres. Yu Darvish is a freaking horse for the San Diego Padres. His two-seamer was the best it looked all year tonight for the San Diego Padres. Again, Yu Darvish's final line tonight. His strikeouts have been down this year, but he moves on to 5-3. He lowers that ERA from a 4.03 to a 3.61. Seven innings pitched, two hits. And I thought, chat, I thought Darvish had a chance for the no-no. Mark Canna, how did he hit that pitch? Mark Canna hit that pitch somehow. It was a great breaking ball. For people saying that it was a bad pitch from Yu Darvish, I don't know what you're saying. Yu Darvish was absolutely electric tonight for the San Diego Padres. I mean, he was just filthy for the San Diego Padres tonight. There's not much more to say. There's not much more to say. Jacob DeGrom over Darvish, yeah, that's probably true, but Jacob DeGrom over everybody. Jacob DeGrom over everybody in the major leagues right now. And then after that, it's probably Mackenzie Gore in game three with how this current roster is. And again, I just want to say it one more time. Yu Darvish has been so underrated all year for the San Diego Padres. At least not on the top hog wash standings, he's not underrated. Yu Darvish, again, is second. Solely in second, guys. Again, if you're new to the channel, I hope you subscribe. Join the Hog Watch. If you're new to the channel, welcome to the channel. We've been doing these Padres post-game shows after every single San Diego Padres game. We just announced our YouTube membership tonight. I'll get into that a little bit shortly as well. But here we go, everybody. Nate said the curve was a bad pitch. Nate, come on, man. If you guys don't know, we grade Padres after every single San Diego Padres game. We have our top eight tally boards right here. Okay, Yu Darvish has seven top hogs. So what a top hog is, after every game, we'll award the best San Diego Padre, if not Padres, okay? And they'll get plus one given to the best player or players in the game. And the hog wash goes to the worst Padre, and you get a minus one. Yu Darvish today, you guys know where his hog wash was from. It was from the series in San Francisco, but that was about it. He's been lights out every other start. His ERA is a 3.6, but it should be sub 3 because of that inflated, awful start in the Bay. I believe his second start of the year when the Padres got absolutely shellacked. But Yu Darvish, guys, is now in second place. Mackenzie Gore solely in third. And here are your updated tally boards. Jurickson Profar was looking like he was going to fall off, but he is right back. And Ha-Sung Kim slowly, slowly, slowly sliding down the tally boards. Again, everybody, today we announced the new Hog Watch channel membership. I'm so excited to announce this again. I'm going to say this one more time and I'll stop talking about it. Please don't DM me saying, Hog, how do I join this? You can only join it on your computer. You cannot join it on your phone. But once you're able to join it, then you're able to have access to it on your phone. We have new channel emojis. By the way, can one of y'all test the new Manny Machado emoji? We just added the El Ministro de la Defensa emoji to the channel. Hopefully, we'll be using that a lot more this year. We got the How's It Going emoji, the Why Not Us's, and of course your six loyalty badges. That's at your rookie hog level. We also have the member exclusive live streams at the all-star level, merchandise drops all coming very, very, very soon to the channel. We got a dono. I got to respond. Matthew Villarreal, thank you so much for your support. What's up, Fish Grease Padres? Do you think the Andrew Benintendi rumors are real or hype? And man, I know Snell's been awful, but when he is hot, there's not a Dodger that can hit off the guy. Matthew, thank you so much for your donation. Thank you so much for your support of the channel, my man. All your donos lately. Well, listen, we'll get into the rumors a little bit. I guess we can cover it right now before Wardy comes on the channel. But here it is, and here's the simplicity with it. Sure, we can think that the Andrew Benintendi rumors are real. I mean, I don't know how much substance they have to it. But the thing is, do we really need a Benintendi on this team? I talked about this last night, chat. The need on this Padre team is not really for Benintendi, but it's more so for slugging. It's more so for slugging right now. And listen, because we have guys starting to get on base, Jake's starting to tick up, right? Profar's starting to shoot up. Cronenworth is starting to tick up. The reason we were interested in Andrew Benintendi, Matthew, is because we didn't have enough guys to get on base. But now that those guys are starting to trend in the right direction, I'm starting to consider getting a power bat and how that can be of big resources and assets to the San Diego Padres. So while Benintendi is more of a surefire bet, although he's going to be cheap, he's also slumping right now. I'm more thinking someone like Joey Gallo, and it's risky, but he would be low cost right now because Joey's been bad. Thank you for your donation. We need people who can hit the ball. Even look at last night's loss, Matthew. Look what happened when the Padres were down 7-2. It was dead at Petco Park. But Luke Voit got into a breaking ball. He hit it out of the park. It was 7-5. And next thing you know, the team had life. We need more guys. We need more guys on the San Diego Padres who are able to hit bombs. High OPS guys. The best trade option is, I believe, one that Jeff pitched. It's Wilson Contreras, Ian Happ, and David Robertson. Okay, for whoever that is, whether that's Campy and some other people. Getting Wilson Contreras from the Chicago Cubs and getting Ian Happ are two OPS guys that can be great, and we can actually have some stability at the catching position. By the way, talking about Joey Gallo, El Gallo, Will Myers is on the shelf potentially. He may get his knee scoped. He could be out for a long time. They're not ruling out surgery, but it's looked like he doesn't want to. No, the Discord invite link works. People are joining. He's just trolling. Yes, sir. Again, everybody. Take deep breaths. We'll have our guest on shortly. The Padres win. I'm sure he's ranting to his viewers about Pete Alonso. I want to hear about that. We're going to talk about kind of some ideas. We have Padres-Mets trades. But I have a question for y'all. I genuinely have a question for y'all. No Fernando Tatis Jr. Drew Pomeranz hasn't done anything, hasn't pitched for the San Diego Padres. This offense is bottom five in home runs. It's June 7th. The San Diego Padres are a game and a half back of the LA Dodgers. So I have a question for y'all. Why not us? Why not us? I just want to ask y'all again. Why not us? By the way, everybody. By the way. I also saw a super stupid tweet today. We're going to talk about it, and I want to talk about it with Wardy, especially. I want to talk about it with Wardy, especially after Pete Alonso got hit, and we were talking about that. Politician Keith Olbermann was talking about when Pete Alonso got hit, and what is this guy saying? When is Manny Machado up next, and which hospital will he be going to? What is this guy doing? How's it going? What is this guy doing? Saying Pete Alonso has left the game. When is Machado up next and which hospital will he be going to? Can we get some L's from Keith Olbermann? I don't even want to talk about him as a politician. I don't even know anything about it. But for you to think that this was intentional by you, Darvish, and that the Mets would come after our best player, what the hell is this guy saying? Let's get a full round of L's for Keith Olbermann right there. That dude is insane. It is what it is. It is what it is. It is what it is. I can't believe he said that. Obviously, we all know that it wasn't intentional. We all know that throwing at Alonso actually wasn't the case. Listen, Darvish missed on some sliders. He missed on some backdoor sliders. He missed on some frontdoor sliders. It is what it is. And that was the nature of the game. Wardy said that he's going to join my stream after 30 minutes of doing a quick stream on his channel. It's been almost 30 minutes since he's streaming. So we should be getting Wardy in the channel very, very shortly. Again, how we're doing this collab, and we're going to do it for the next series as well. If the Padres win, we're going to do our little streams on our own channels, and then Wardy's going to come on the Hog Watch. If the Mets win, I'm going to do my 30-minute post-game stream on the channel, and I'm going to go on Wardy's channel on YouTube. So we're kind of collabing for this Mets-Padres series. I know he needs to vent to his Padres fans, and I'm sure he's going to bring over his viewers in here very shortly. Yep, I just got a message from him. He's editing the template, and Wardy's going to be in here very, very shortly. Are we ready for Wardy? Yo, chat, I need y'all to get hype. I need y'all to get hype when Wardy comes in here. I need him to show who the best community on YouTube is, the Hog Watch. I'm so pumped for this one. I'm so pumped to talk about this game with Wardy. Again, everybody, follow me on my social medias as well, at the Hog Watch. We are approaching 700 followers. We let you know when we go live after every single San Diego Padres game, an absolutely big one tonight. Follow me on Instagram. Guys, we are giving away things on YouTube. I want to thank you all for 4,000 subscribers. And because of that, I'm giving away a Nabil Krizmat jersey. We just gave away the Manny Machado bobblehead as well to Barbas. Congratulations on winning the Manny Machado bobblehead. Super pumped for you. Go ahead and join and enter the giveaway for the Nabil Krizmat jersey. Should be an absolute, and I'll say it again, an absolute dandy. As well as join the San Diego Padres Hogwatch Discord, everybody. It's getting absolutely jacked up in here. We're approaching 700 members in the Discord. We got all the memes coming out in here. Oh, you guys are cruel tonight, Padres fans. Y'all are absolutely cruel tonight, Padres fans. But this guy was anything but, was absolutely nails tonight. Be nice, chat. So I want to talk about a few things with Wardy. I want to talk about just the general game tonight. I want to talk about definitely about the Pete Alonso situation. As a Mets fan, I definitely think that he'd be pissed off about it because the Mets, you know, they get thrown out all the time. They get thrown out all the time. I think they've been hit by the most pitches this year in Major League Baseball. So listen, it's something that it is what it is, and we cannot complain. But Yu Darvish hit three guys tonight. Three guys tonight. By the way, chat, how do y'all like Tony Gwynn on TV? I'm genuinely curious. Do you guys like Tony Gwynn kind of complimenting Don on TV? And I don't understand this rule. Can somebody please explain this rule to me? It doesn't make sense at all. Pete literally was swinging. He literally was swinging. Why? Okay. Why was they put on first base? I don't get it. I don't get it at all. It's because they crowd the plate. Absolutely. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. It's, I don't know. It was weird. It was dumb. It was stupid. I honestly don't know what the situation was on that front, but it is what it is. Okay, we're going to have him in here in a sec. I'm so pumped for this. This is going to be so heinous. Padres, Mets, YouTubers going back and forth. It should be a really, really heinous stream for the better, chat, for the better. Oh, baby, it's going to be so good. Are y'all pumped? Are y'all pumped for Wardy to get in here, chat? I'm telling y'all, y'all ain't ready for this. It's going to be freaking a blast today when Wardy comes in here. Oh my God, it's going to be so fun. It's going to be so freaking fun. And this New York Mets team is very, very good as well. I mean, very, very good as well. So let's talk actually one more time though about Adrian Morejon. He comes up. Did y'all really think that he was going to be this good tonight? Chat. Did we really think Morejon was going to be this good tonight? He looked incredible. He looked incredible. We looked so good tonight. It's actually unbelievable, chat. We looked so good tonight, stream. I mean, wire to wire, we dominated the best team in the National League. Wire to wire. He was insane tonight. And coming off Yu Darvish in that outing, Just an absolute flamethrower for the San Diego Padres. I mean, it just doesn't get any better than that, Padres fans. And I didn't think he was going to be this good either. But y'all have to remember, Morejon signed for over $10 million out of Cuba. He was one of our biggest acquisitions in the international trading market, actually biggest acquisition in the international pool. We saw Baez get called up, two moved up. So it's going to be very interesting to see what Melvin does with this bullpen with some of these newer guys coming up, these flamethrowers coming up. By the way, as well, as we totally forget, Drew Pomeranz. Drew Pomeranz is taking forever, chat. He is literally taking forever. And now you have to start getting excited about him. Man, it's just such a good night to be a Padres fan. Tomorrow, everybody, it's going for the rubber match. You would think that the Mets are favored in this series again. We're going to have Wardy in here in a sec. But when you have the rubber match tomorrow, chat, who is it going to be? It's going to be AKA Sean Diego, okay, for the San Diego Padres, a late Wednesday start game against Chris Bassitt. Two former Oakland Athletics going for the series win. They have very similar numbers. Bassitt 4-3 with a 3.74 ERA. Manaea 2-3 with a 3.77 ERA. It's absolutely unbelievable. I cannot wait for that series. I'll say it again. I cannot wait, guys. Wardy's going to be joining here right now, I believe. Hopefully this template works. If it doesn't, then I give up. I give up, and I'll say it again. I give up if the template doesn't work. Before we get into them, I'll shamelessly promo it one more time again today, everybody. We just opened up the San Diego Padres Hogwatch membership. You can see all of the different perks here. 10% off all merchandise, member shout-outs, early access to new videos. Keep your mind out, guys. I'm going to have some really big-time trade videos coming out very shortly on the channel. Here are all the new badges, emojis. Go ahead and join the membership if you'd like. And if you don't, no worries. I got you every single night with the post-game live stream shows. All right, everybody, are we ready? Are we ready? Let me go ahead and upload this freaking background. Maybe this will be the one. Maybe this will be the one that will work on the channel. And if it doesn't, then I'll give up, but we'll still have Wardy on the stream. All right, I see the man. I see the man of the hour. Yo, 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 it's working. How you doing, my man?
I could be better. Other than that, I'm all right. How are you?
Good, man. Welcome to the post-game show. I know us Padres fans are absolutely pumped tonight. I know as the Mets, not even talking about this game, man. Wardy, I love your stuff, man. Welcome to the channel. Let's immediately start it with give my Padres fans a little bit intro about what you do, and then I want to talk about this ball game.
Yeah, I mean, well, first thing foremost, I already had a bunch of people talking shit entering, saying we're waiting for you to enter the show, Wardy. Let's get it going. So I'm telling you right now, don't even start with the nonsense. Alonso Marte out for the first two innings. Stop it. I knew that this game was over before it even started. But in a nutshell, what I do is basically what you do. You know, you're doing these live post games. I love doing live reactionary type content. Everything Mets coverage. I mean, as of now, we are the largest Mets platform on YouTube, not directly affiliated with the Mets or SNY, just over a year and a half. So I'm surely not complaining. I absolutely love what I do. I love just, again, reacting with fellow fans, not just for the Mets, but for any team that they're playing and just baseball as a whole. So, yeah, I mean, I'm grateful to be on here regardless of the loss, and I'm very much looking forward to getting into this one. Thank you so much for having me.
We're literally the exact same people in terms of our channel. Okay, let's talk about it. How pissed were you when Pistol Pete got absolutely crushed by that Darvish pitch? I mean, I wish the X-rays came back negative, but it's unfortunate. And listen, I'm not going to lie, in our Discord, we were like, phew, don't probably have to see him for the rest of the series. But, I mean, what were your thoughts as a fan? Because you guys get plunked all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I was just pissed because of the fact that he actually got hurt. You know, it was one of those things where, again, the Mets now have 38 hit by pitches, 38 or 39 of the year, leading the league. And the biggest thing about that is, thankfully, at this point, most of the guys that have been hit haven't sustained any injuries. But it's the fact that, again, Alonso's on an MVP caliber pace so far this year, like your guy Manny, too, to a similar extent. Like, to have him get hurt, you know, thankfully, x-rays came back negative. But hands are just so touchy, like, literally, like, there's a million bones in those things. So I just pray that nothing serious with him. I'll be surprised if he's in the game tomorrow, but if there's truly not heavy swelling or anything like that, then maybe we'll get him. I doubt Marte will be there because Marte, it looks like he has quad tightness. That's been what's been reported. But yeah, I mean, I was just very frustrated by that because when you lose them that early, you could just tell that sucked the life out of this team. They looked lifeless. And the Mets, if you've been following them, you know that there are very few times this season that they have looked the way that they did tonight. And absolutely, that's why I truly believe that was a factor into their lack of offense, along with great pitching from Darvish, of course.
I totally get that and how it could have been a big factor. I'm telling you, though, with, you know, what you saw last night from the Padres and that Blake Snell pitching, it's not what we've been accustomed to this year. Listen, we're not accustomed to putting up 7 runs, but we're also not accustomed to allowing 11 runs. I mean, this offense, we tell ourselves every year, if we don't give up if more than 3 runs, we're going to win every baseball game with kind of how our starting pitching has just been all year long. And you, Darvish, has been just that. Mackenzie Gore, Joe Musgrove. Blake Snell is literally the one guy, Wardy and Tyler, in the Padres community where we're just ripping our hair out because this guy is always cocky and talking about it, and it's just never there. But listen, 1-1, man. Tomorrow's going for the rubber match. This is a really good series. I know everyone's comparing the Mets and the Dodgers at that kind of those two totem poles of the National League, and rightfully so, but a lot of people are sleeping on the San Diego Padres just because they're doing this without Fernando. Their offense has struggled, and it's going to be a really interesting series. I want to talk about, you know, something particular on the New York Mets, you know, that stood out to me tonight was the Marcana at bat, man. I mean, ending that Yu Darvish no-hitter. Oh,
we spoke into existence. That's one, my one highlight tonight.
This guy tweeted that Canna was going to break Darvish's no-hitter. We were dead quiet in the Discord, everybody. And Canna was just fighting every single pitch. And of course he hits that pitch, man, to break the no-no. Ah, absolutely unbelievable, man. But tomorrow it's gonna be Oakland A versus Oakland A. Sean Manaea, Chris Bassett.
That's exciting.
That's gonna be a big game. Usually the Wednesday games in San Diego are at noon, but we got a 6:40 p.m. So 9:40. Are these West Coast games tough for you, man? You got to stay up hella late.
They've been tough for me a lot because last week I was in North Carolina for the week with a bunch of, you know, big YouTubers. I'm not sure if you saw that. Yeah, I think you were aware of that. And my schedule was hectic as all hell because I was out busy all throughout the day. The only time I could do content was late at night, but even doing the post game show, it was rough. I mean, the Mets are on a 10 game West Coast trip right now. It's not easy. I mean, especially the only reason, to be completely blunt, that I'm even here right now is because we originally committed to this. So I'm like, I'm not going to back out. I'm obviously going to do it. But yeah, I mean, when you get blown out on West Coast, when it's past 1 a.m. Eastern time, yeah, you get a little exhausted.
You're an absolute trooper for this. I have it nice on the West Coast. It's only 7 p.m. streams at the end of the baseball game.
Yeah, it's perfect
for me. It's literally perfect. It's really, really nice. Okay, so we talked about this before we went on. I had initially discussed, this sounded crazy, Manaea for Brandon Nimmo, whatnot. But we all know, I want to talk about New York Mets and related to my San Diego Padres. We have too many starters. We need offense. You guys need pitching. What kind of route, are there any players on your lineup right now that you would consider making expendable to acquire any sort of starting pitching? Or is your offense just too toward where you don't want to ruin it? Because right now, your offense is a luxury. We are literally in opposite positions as a baseball team right now. So I wanted to get your 2 cents on that situation, which is why I initially even brought that out to you.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting to think about because perspectives have really changed since, you know, right before the season when, you know, the Dom Smith trade fell through with Paddock and Hosmer. And it's funny looking back on that now, for instance. I know Hosmer's cooled off a little bit, but he...
sucks now.
Him and Dom have been polar opposites this year. Dom completely struggled with the fact that he almost got dealt, but wants a full-time role somewhere. He's thriving in AAA. He's going to be back up with the Mets soon, I'm sure. But between that, Paddock gained Tommy John, which I understood why the Mets didn't do that trade. Details actually came out right after he had the surgery that was the biggest factor, that the Mets had too much concerns with his UCL, and rightfully so. They were never going to keep Hosmer, and that was a factor as well. They want to flip him, and I know that he had a clause with his deal that he would only go to certain teams, even though the Cubs look interested. But to really tie this together, my point is that, yeah, the Padres do have a lot of pitching, and it's funny because it makes me think of Mackenzie Gore, for instance. I know he's not going anywhere, but the point is that he's really exceeded expectations. I think you could probably agree with that. You know, he's had his fair share of struggles a little bit over these past couple of years in the minors. So, I mean, he's one where he balled out. And Sean Manaea, he's had a bunch of quality starts for you. Sean Manaea was the starter that I won most via trade in the offseason. I spoke about that man endlessly. I mean, I was beyond ecstatic and still am with Bassett, but the Mets lack that one crafty, nice middle of the rotation, southpaw in the rotation. And that's something where I am awfully curious to see if
that's
they will
Sean Manaea, Tyler.
It might be Sean Manaea, but the only issue, though, is with the Mets, how they're currently constructed, they really don't have anyone to part with that I think would benefit the Padres enough. Because Dom Smith, yeah, he would get playing time, but he's a guy, it's like a Robinson Cano situation. Like, you don't know what you're getting right now, even though you have years of control with him, and he's not a passes prime the way that Cano was. And there are some other controllable guys, too. I do think that there is a route where the two teams can make a trade, but I don't think we're going to see a desperation move by the Mets for pitching. I think if that were to happen, it would happen already, because look, they are arguably the best team in baseball right now outside of the Yanks, and this is without Jacob deGrom throwing one pitch this year. Max Scherzer's been out for a couple weeks. He's not going to be in for a while. So Tyler McGill's been out for a couple weeks. He returns this weekend. They've still been getting the job done, even with having Chris Bassett currently as their ace, along with Cookie Carrasco, has been a godsend for them. So I love the idea of a deal, but at this point in time, nothing is just adding up, in my humble opinion. The one guy that I personally would love from the Padres that isn't a starter is the guy that has been awesome for you guys more often than not in the pen, and that is Taylor Rogers. I want him desperately in the offseason. The Mets showed interest after they lost out on Aaron Loop, let him go to the Angels. I'm glad they did that because I knew Loop wouldn't bounce back after what was an anomaly of a year last year with the Mets. But yeah, what's your take? Because I know that you talk about Sean Manaea and Brandon Nimmo. I find those debates funny. I saw a bunch of people when you originally put it on your Twitter a couple days ago, a swarm of Padre fans were saying no in the sense that Manaea is too good. And I guess I understand that considering Padre fans are not watching Mets constantly. Mets fans are not watching Padres constantly. I get that, but Brandon Nimmo has literally been top 3 to top 5 and on base since the end of the league. And as long as he's healthy, he is literally like phenomenal. I mean, I don't want him to go anywhere. He's due for a big deal this offseason, and it'll be really curious to see if the Mets can extend him or if they let him walk, if they really do a heavier pursuit for the likes of Aaron Judge or someone via trade. So what's kind of your take on, you know, just the hypotheticals of Brandon Nemo, Shaman Eye stuff? It's not going to happen. I can tell you that right now, but it's fun to discuss.
No, it's interesting too, because when I initially tweeted that, I got so much backlash from my own community saying, no way. There's no way we're going to do this. And I think that's because we don't watch Mets baseball. You just look at Brandon Nemo on the surface and you look at his surface level numbers and you're like, okay, yeah, he's all right. But I mean, I don't want to give up Shaman Eye for him. But as you said, the dude always gets on base. He's going to get a big deal. He's your leadoff hitter. Man, he's cooled off a little bit, but man, he had such a torrid start to the year.
He has a wrist injury. That's why he's cooled off. Yep.
Yeah, and then with Sean Manaea with the Padres, I mean, the reason we love him so much in San Diego is because, yeah, he's had some outings where, Tyler, when a pitcher goes 7 and allows 3 earned runs, that's a slightly below average start for the San Diego Padres rotation. We've been so spoiled all year long because this offense is dog shit. I mean, bottom 3 in home runs, they can't do anything offensively, which our starting pitching, we only have a run differential of now plus 33 after tonight's victory, but our starting pitching has dominated us, which is why we're very protective of our starting pitching, and we'd rather kind of dive into our prospect capital to acquire a bat where people don't want to give up Shaman Eye. But the reason I also pitch Shaman Eye, Tyler, is because we're financially handicapped. We're not a big market like New York. We're already north of $200 million. We have to pay Joe Musgrove. The dude's going to get a big deal. He's already leading candidate in the National League in the Cy Young right now. He's been absolutely unbelievable. And that means Manaea's coming off the books. Musgrove's coming off the books. Clevenger's coming off the books. All of our money's going to Joe Musgrove. We're likely not going to re-sign Shaman Eye, which is why we're trying to go all in this year, which is why we give him up. But I totally get it from a Mets perspective. Why would you give up Brandon Nimmo? It makes no sense. But are you in the situation where are you like happy with this Mets offense? Because I want to kind of get into the head of a Mets fan. Like, are you content right now? You don't need any other bat, which is why I'm like, would you even be willing to subtract a bat for a starter? But you don't even need anything to change to this offense for the rest of the season, I'm assuming.
You don't need anything to change, but that isn't going to stop the Mets from adding on. Because if there's one thing that's so important with a team that's contending, you can never have enough good things, whether it's pitching and same thing with offense. The biggest thing that the Mets have struggled with from an offensive point this year is having a consistent DH. Buck Showalter has done a great job balancing this lineup. The Mets are the oldest team in baseball, balancing their rotation. And that's in part because of obviously Scherzer, DeGrom, et cetera. But they're an older ball club. And to make sure that everyone stays healthy, you know, taking away tonight's game, for instance, it's been by rotating things. So they've rotated the DH a lot. But unfortunately for them, other than Pete Alonso, when he's in DH, because Pete just hits baseballs like crazy, that's what he does, that we haven't had anyone consistent there. Nick Plummer has shown flashes. He didn't do anything tonight or his past couple starts. I think he's a flash and pan guy. I don't expect him to do too much this year. I do foresee a world where the Mets do acquire a bat at the deadline as potentially a rental type DH, a guy that is on a team that will be selling like a Josh Bell if he is consistent and the national.
His advanced stats are nuts.
Yeah, I know. Josh Bell, for instance, CJ Cron, even though his home and away splits are horrendous. There's a couple other guys. JD Martinez, I'm not even going to consider because I know the Red Sox are rolling. And I never expected them to sell.
That's our guy in the community. That's our guy.
Yeah, JD's awesome, but he ain't going anywhere. No chance.
We're score tracking Boston every single night, and we started to see them when we're like, fuck.
Yeah,
No JD.
Yeah, no. So, yeah, to answer in a nutshell, the Mets offense, what's made them so awesome this year is, yes, they're not known for their home run power, but they're still like 6th to 7th in slugging, and they just play ridiculous small ball. I mean, they have an amazing analytics staff now with their front office, and him, that along with Buck, has been the perfect balance because Buck is all for analytics. He listens to whatever the front office tells him. That helps him build his lineup as decision making, but they just grind out. They have by far the most infield hits, and normally you think infield hits, that is impressive, but a lot of these infield hits are not just, you know, dribblers. They're high exit velo that they're just legging out because of Marte, because of Brandon Nimmo, Mark Canna, Jeff McGill, Francisco Lindor. I mean, the list goes on and on. This speed on this team is light years ahead of what it's been throughout my entire lifetime as a fan. So cultivate that with the consistent hang. The Mets simply, other than tonight's game, always rally. They've had more rallies and comebacks.
Y'all have had some crazy wins.
It's literally ridiculous. I've never witnessed the type of comebacks this team has had already through the first, you know, not even 60 games this year. So all of this has just been the perfect balance for such an entertaining offense, and I simply cannot get enough of it. I mean, there's a reason why they're number one in runs scored right now in baseball and hits average on base. I mean, what else do I really need to say? I've been spoiled. I've truly been spoiled with how great of a start they've had. And I have very little complaint. Even after tonight's game, I know that, again, Darvish was dealing. And I also knew that, again, when Alonso and Marte exited early, I did not feel good about the Mets' chances. Yes, they're resilient. But again, you're not going to be resilient every single night. You're going to have your moments, but this is a 162. So I don't expect it all the time.
Absolutely, Chad. Let's welcome Wardy into the live stream. We got 300 of y'all in the live stream. Smash the like button for the New York Mets man himself joining the channel, talking Mets Padres. Won't be too much longer tonight. I know it's late on the East Coast. And, you know, maybe if your Mets win tomorrow, you'll get your turn on your channel. I want to talk about, it kind of just went crazy on Twitter. We're not going to get political on the channel. But what is Keith Olbermann saying, Tyler? What is that? What is that tweet all about, man? Political
about, because he doesn't even know politics either. So
why is he telling y'all to throw at our guy? That's stupid.
I mean, everything that man just types into existence goes to shit. There's a reason why he has over 1 million followers and he barely gets even 10 likes on his average post. I mean, I've had him blocked for quite literally 6 months now. So when he sent it to me, I had to check. He always gets blown. It's all just for shock value because he knows that's the only type of clicks he can get nowadays. He's like, let me try to get into this niche audience because the audience I have it in, it's not doing anything for me. I mean, don't give the man the light of day. I think you just mentioning his name is far more credit than he deserves, in my humble opinion.
No more time on him, man. It's absolutely treacherous to see that kind of tweet. I know Padres Twitter went absolutely nuclear. What's Mets Twitter like? Is it a toxic place? Because I feel like when I talk to every like YouTuber about their teams, we're like, no, we have the most toxic community. We have the most toxic community. It is filthy in our community. Give me a 30-second synopsis of what it's like as Mets fans on Twitter.
Listen, there's no way that I can say this without being biased because I obviously follow it far more than any other team. But the Mets are a big market, biggest market in the country, yet haven't had the success that a big market team should have to this point. So naturally, they're toxic. You don't understand. Francisco Lindor is on a potential MVP caliber pace this year, and people are still bitching about his first year of his contract. The guy, they're still stuck in the fact that he slumped in the first 2 months last season. Yet he's been Mr. Consistent since then. I mean, they are so bad. They are horrendous. I don't claim a vast majority of them. They drive me nuts. I love them. But even when they're winning, I mean, they just always find ways to nitpick. I mean, the Mets could have won 20-0 tonight. And there's someone saying, why the hell didn't they score 30? Like, that is, in a nutshell, what this community is. I love and hate them to death. But, man, they are unbelievably toxic. I'm sure Padres fans... toxicity is too, especially after, you know, your downfall last year. I can only imagine what that was like, but that's, again, I mean,
it made for some good streams. I'll tell you that
there's a lot of similarities between the Mets and the Padres with not just their community, but their success or lack thereof. You know what I mean? Like there's definitely a lot of connections there.
I definitely think the expectation was higher for the Mets than it was for the Padres until about a few years ago when our city finally started to go all in terms of paying guys and whatnot. I wanted to just ask a few more things. Like, what are your thoughts on the Padres as somebody who's not a fan of their team on the outside, viewing them as a potential threat in the National League? Obviously, you'd be lying if you said you viewed us a bigger threat than the Dodgers. I know the Dodgers are a bigger threat. But how do you view the San Diego Padres in terms of matching up with them in a potential series? Because I know you guys have Scherzer and DeGrom, but we truly believe that our rotation can go pound for pound with yours. Your offense has been better, no doubt. But you guys are also only 19th in home runs. So how do you view yourself? How do you view the Padres just as a general baseball team in terms of making a run this year?
I think I view them the exact same way that I view AJ Preller. You know, I think as far as Preller goes is as far as they go. And Preller has been, you know, I know that he's been a godsend for you guys at times. You know, we're gonna brush aside, the medical stuff that he's done in years past and all that. But seriously, like, I don't know. He's such a wild card for me, to be quite honest with you. He could either completely go all in this year's trade deadline and hit big, or he can completely flop. You know, that was unfortunately the case for you guys last year. You need a starting pitcher, and Max said, no, I'm not going to San Diego. And you guys just didn't know how to rebound and figure out what to do from there. So, yeah, I mean, this Padres team, you got the pitching. We're all wearing
it. Take a look. See? we shit on him.
And you guys have the depth, and I think that's so important with pitching, right? Because injuries are inevitable. You know that story by now. You guys have plenty of quality starters. I think that Musgrove is definitely involved into an ace, but I really want to see if he can sustain that throughout the 162. That second half is what I'm looking for most with him personally. And with that offense as well, I don't think you guys are going to get far enough with how you're currently constructed Tatis.
Even with Tatis.
Yeah, I know. Once he gets back, that's going to be a game changer for you, absolutely. But I still have my concerns. I feel that there is still a hole missing. There's a hole right now in the Padres lineup, even when Tatis returns.
That we agree. I
feel confident, you know. And this is not me trying to be biased or talk down.
No, be honest.
You know the Dodgers. I mean, when they're healthy, they're literally it's an all-star in every position. You know, I'm aware of that too. So
they've honestly underachieved for how loaded that team is. They've honestly underachieved. So
they 1,000% have, and I think the Dodgers are far more vulnerable this year than people make them out. The Dodgers have been the top dog in that division for decades straight, and it took them a short pandemic season to win it all. They're frauds. Until they
game and a half back. Game and a half back. Yeah. The Padres are. We're a game and a half back, baby.
That's good. I'm happy for you guys. I'm sure
you want us to win the West. I'm sure you want us to
win the West. I do. I don't want the Dodgers to win the West. Hell no.
Yeah.
I'd rather be the Dodgers.
And don't worry. The AJ slander is totally okay. I literally have therapy session live streams bi-weekly talking about AJ Preller for 3 hours, letting people in the Discord, the community, talk about AJ Preller. Our issue with AJ Preller is that, listen, he's a great scout, but he's not too great at putting a roster together. I mean, he has a payroll of $200 million, and he cannot find power hitters. I mean, our biggest acquisition was Luke Voit. And you know what? Props to Preller, though, for betting his money on Profar. We were hammering him all winter long for betting
on searching. He's finally breaking out.
He's finally becoming that. Like, he's never going to be that top prospect that he was, but, I mean, 7 home runs already. The dude walks all the time. Another 3 walks tonight. He's striking out less. He's on pace for 85 ribs, and he's our leadoff guy for the San Diego Padres. So finding some of these guys in the rough is big time. And listen, I think you hit it right on the head. We are missing a hole. Even when Fernando comes back, you know who that is, right? It's JD Martinez. That's who it is. So.
Okay. All right. So here's a question for you then, because you're so cooped up on a JD Martinez bat. What's a bat that you actually view as realistic? Because I'm sorry to shoot you down. JD isn't one of them.
Benintendi is definitely a realistic bat.
Benny would be a nice fit.
Kansas City struggling. But the issue with Benny is that we lack slug. He's not going to give us that. He's going to get on base. And we actually starting to have guys who are getting on base at a higher clip now. Pro's starting to contribute. Grisham's starting to uptick. Cronenworth's finally starting to hit. So I think Benintendi would be a nice add, but it doesn't really address what our holes are. What our holes are slugging. And as much as Padres fans hate when I say this, and we don't like talking about it on Twitter, there's 2 players. We'll start with the Cubs trade. Wilson Contreras from Chicago.
Yeah, there's been a lot of Contreras and Mets rumors too. So I guess
we have not had catching. We have not had a good catcher since probably 100-year-old Mike Piazza 2 decades ago.
Same. Yeah. I hear you.
We have gone through catchers like Austin Hedges, top prospect, Mejia, top prospect. We're not even playing our top prospect, Luis Campusano. That's a perfect night and day deal where we go to Chicago, we give him Campusano. You guys want your replacement? You want your future backstop? Give us Contreras. So kind of our trade that we've formed in the community is Campusano and another top 7 prospect. We want Contreras, we want Ian Happ, and we want Robertson in the bullpen.
Yeah, that's a deal that, like, for instance, I know a lot of Mets fans would love, like, at the deadline, but I don't think the Mets are going to go all. I'm probably going to talk about Contreras sooner than later, but with the depth that we're locked in right now with James McCann, he's coming back from his injury, but that contract isn't pretty.
By the way, Angels lost again.
Oh, my God. What a range of pours. I mean, the only benefit of that is that the Mets play the Angels after tomorrow's game. So I'm hoping that the slump continues.
Oh, they're due, Tyler. They are due.
So I hope they win tomorrow, you know? Yeah. So we'll see. But to get back to Contreras, yeah, I mean, he's one of, if not the best hitting catcher in baseball right now. And not that you need to have a hitting catcher at the position, because a vast majority of really good contending teams don't have great offensive catchers. They have great framers, you know, they're more defensively minded. But Contreras being a rental, it's more appealing. It's going to be a betting war for him, I'm sure, should he be dealt.
Oh, yeah.
But he's definitely a guy that would make sense, because you can throw him, again, at the catching or DH position. I'm not sure what the other batter was for you. I know that you'd probably be more enticed with this last year, even though that Preller was thinking about second base from, I don't know why, Nelson Cruz. I think Cruz, honestly, would be a very nice fit for the Padres if he really could get on a roll. I'm concerned that I really feel that, one, I know he's struggling a bit because that Nationals lineup isn't deep. So it's not like he has much protection around him.
No, Tyler
Soto, but
he had an awful April. He's been lights out since Nelson Cruz.
I know that he's been good this first half of May. I have not looked in the past 2 weeks on his numbers.
Yeah, the dude was at 180 basically the whole first month of the season. He's already got his average up to 253. He's starting to slug. He's striking out a lot less. And this is the name that I we were so pissed off as a community about Nelson Cruz. So we actually have some connections to Nelson Cruz's representation. They're from San Diego. They're from like right where we're from. And we knew that Cruz was very interested in coming to the Padres. And AJ Preller, we can confirm this from his agent, never gave him a financial offer.
And yet, he has no problem picking up Robinson Cano during the season.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, that's just incompetent managing. That's why I don't understand. It's so stupid. I mean, Cruz would be what you guys would have hoped that Cano could have been at least half of, you know? So why not at least try to get Cruz? Because he's not going to cost you an arm and a leg by any stretch should you go and try. I don't expect the Mets to go after him because they don't want a defensive liability like him where he's just strictly at the DH. That and two, the Nationals, Mike Rizzo, he never wants to do deals with the Mets. So it's never something that I'm trying to get my hopes up.
Hey, speaking of GMs that don't want to do moves with other GMs, talk about the GMs that don't want to do moves with AJ Preller. He knows he's just going to scum them. I mean, there's probably only 8 GMs that are going to do deals with AJ Preller, which is why we always get fleeced by the Mariners. We got fleeced in that Ty France trade. That one still, I can't sleep at night. Think about, speaking of the Mariners, here's one other name I'll give you. Kind of, that's a potential intriguing option. No one's really talking about Kyle Lewis. I mean, dude's been having a ton of knee injuries, had a really good, you know, major league career so far. Was NL Rookie of the Year in 2020. I know a short year, has been able to stay healthy. The knee's been an issue. But the Padres are in dire need of a big-time playmaker in the outfield. And why not? I mean, Julio Rodriguez is looking like they're going to be their guy. They're playing Taylor Trammell. They're playing Jesse Winker. Mitch Haniger is going to come back soon. They brought down Kalinic. But they have 5 outfielders that they would be totally okay with running before Kyle Lewis. That's kind of one that hasn't really circulated around the spaces yet. But in San Diego, we really want Kyle Lewis, specifically compounded with the fact that we've been so frustrated with Trent Grisham and, you know, his lack of development. You know, he was a Gold Glover in 2020. I know 2020 has a big asterisk to it, but, you know, he just hasn't been good. And Kyle Lewis is somebody who's a very risky trade, but his ceiling is still monster high. Any thoughts on Kyle?
I would say for Kyle, if you're going for him, that tells you more about focusing on not just now, but the future. You know what I mean? You're not getting Kyle Lewis for the hopes of going all in this year. You know what I mean? You're getting Kyle Lewis in hopes that he shows some production and health, and he's under still multiple years of control, I believe. That's what you're getting Kyle Lewis for. And that would be appealing, especially for you guys with how your outfield is currently constructed. If Grisham can finally start to find his swing, then awesome. You know, then I think that'd be amazing for you guys. But you know by now that, unfortunately, he's had that lack of development. And he's honestly reminded me a lot of Dom Smith, because Dom was one of the best hitters in baseball in 2020 this short season. Now he's been a shell of what he once was because he played through a shoulder injury all last year when he should have had surgery, and his swing, his slugging hasn't been the same. So I understand that, you know, with younger guys that hit their peak and now are struggling to get back to where they once were when they're still young and controllable. But yeah, Kyle Lewis is a fun name. I definitely would be intrigued for the Padres if they went after him. Because again, you get that security. It's a low risk, high reward move as long as you make sure that the Mariners don't somehow, some way try to fleece you for him.
Yeah, and they 100% would. I'm staying away from Seattle. I'm staying away from Tampa Bay, even though the Rays somehow let Jake Thornworth slip between the cracks and brought him over to San Diego. But last few names I'll say are some guys on the Baltimore Orioles. Like that Orioles team, they're going to be pretty good pretty soon. I mean, they got to get some pitching, but they got a lot of great young position players, whether it's Austin Hayes, Ryan Mountcastle. I know Cedric Mullins is an absolute stud as well.
I got a question for you real quick. Not to mean to cut you off. Do you watch Kenny Beecham?
I do not.
Okay, well, Kenny Beecham is a huge YouTuber and is known for covering, you know, all things NBA. He's been on, you know, NBA TV and stuff like that. But he has a baseball channel called Kenny Baseball, and he's just a casual baseball fan. He's been grinding out doing the franchise mode for the Orioles, and he has single-handedly got me into the Orioles. So I'm on that bandwagon, and I agree with you in that sense.
They have a lot of good young guys, and they're on the come up. I don't know if they're going to trade him, but I guess we'll have to go check that out, Kenny Beecham.
Yeah, he's probably one of the best sports personalities on YouTube. Biasly saying, because I literally love the guy, but he has like 5 channels and they all hit like crazy, and he's just effortless with what he does. Check him out. He's really entertaining.
All right, man, let's preview tomorrow and then we can wrap it up. But sure. I mean, it's we got a good one tomorrow. I can't wait. I cannot wait. I know it's late for you, but Bassett, Manaea, you know they're going to be going right at one another. I mean, those two guys, I mean, it was arguably that, you know, Cohen could have chosen which one he wanted. They maybe have gone, you know, with Bassett. It's these two guys are going to be compared to each other a lot, and should be a really, really good rubber match, man. What are your thoughts from tomorrow?
I'm concerned mainly because Bassett has been fairly inconsistent since Scherzer went down. He's had some rough starts and he's had some good starts, but he hasn't been in the flow like he was earlier in the year because he went from being protected, even though he never had DeGrom in the rotation throughout the regular season. When you have Max in front of you, you're feeling a lot more confident about yourself. But Bassett's a bulldog. He's a guy that even when he doesn't have his stuff, he's still going to grind you out 6 to 7 innings, even if he, say, gives up upwards of 4 tops, 5 earned runs. Manaea, I do, as strong of a start as Manaea's had, I do by all means think that he's beatable. But my biggest concern with him is that the Mets suck against lefties. I know that we work Snell, but Snell's an anomaly, and you know that very well. Snell is a show. Kevin Cash ruined Blake Snell, and you cannot tell me otherwise ever since he got pulled. And I will stand by that for the longest of times.
The mentally weakest person ever. Yeah. It sucks.
The Mets have had a really hard struggle against southpaws. Everyone's looking like effing Randy Johnson out there since the beginning of last season. I don't know what it is. The only lefties that they've competently jumped on this year are two guys that, again, aren't the same if they were in either last year or years prior. It was Blake Snell and Robbie Ray. They beat up on Robbie Ray against the Mariners when we somehow still lost that game in that series 2-1. But, you know, if Manaea's been rolling this year, so I do not love the odds for the Mets. I think Eduardo Escobar is going to have a good day tomorrow, not just because he's
You're hedging, Tyler.
I'm sorry. I'm saying that because he rakes from the right side of the plate. That's why he's been doing great at this year. Lindor, I think Lindor is going to struggle tomorrow because Lindor has had his struggles from the right side of the plate. Mm-hmm. And I think that especially Alonso out of the lineup is going to hurt the Mets. They're just so weird. I honestly think that the best Mets hitters that you will see tomorrow, there's a very solid chance that as long as they don't get completely thrown off by the timing of Manaea, it could be the likes of Nimmo and McNeil. Nimmo is the best Mets hitter against lefties. Makes no sense, but he just is. He's ridiculous. No, and McNeil, he's been on and off throughout the West Coast trip, but I got to look at the number. Tomorrow, I'm going to break them all down and look at, you know, what are the play appearances, how all batters have done against Manaea in their career. But I just hope I honestly hope it's a duel. I would prefer if the game ended and either the Padres winning, say, 3-2 or the Mets winning 3-2 and both of them have quality starts. That's what I want to see. I love the offense, but I want to see a pitching duel given the fact that these guys were best buds for the longest time. And you got Melvin there, so it's kind of sweet. You know, I think that'd be a lot of fun to see.
I want to see some offense, man. I'm used to seeing these pitching duels all year long. I guess we're kind of...
See, I'm not. I've been spoiled. The past month, the Mets have just scored at an alarming rate up until tonight, quite literally. So,
you are getting very spoiled. No, it should be a really good one tomorrow. Again, we got a later game, 6:40 on the West Coast, 9:40 on the East Coast. Manaea, Bassett, for all the marbles in the rubber match. Padres, Mets. Padres at 34-22. Mets at 38-20. Still got the best record in the National League, I believe, with the Dodgers losing to the White Sox tonight. Unbelievable. Padres,
wow, they actually lost. I thought that they would have came back after freaking getting shut down by my guy Adonis Medina the other night when we won game 4.
Dodgers got shut out. They got shut out. That's, you got to love it. Four zip. You got to love it.
Wow.
Almost $300 million payroll. 35-20. Padres fans, we're coming. We're coming. Tyler, man, I appreciate your time, man.
Thank you.
We'll link it up tomorrow as well. And should be getting very interesting for both of our respective clubs at the trade deadline, man. Chat, thank the guy for hopping on. I know it's very late on the East Coast. So go get your beauty sleep, man. They're going to need you on the channel tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. I hope so. You know, that'd be awesome. Again, I appreciate you having me on. It was great to get to know you a bit. And I'm looking forward to the conversation tomorrow, regardless on the outcome. Thank you guys, everyone in the chat and the Discord and stuff, whether you're talking shit or enjoying me. Either way, love you guys all. And of course, let's go Mets, baby. See you later, man.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye. All right, everybody. There is Wardy joining the channel after the Padres-Mets post-game show. Guys, what a W stream tonight, hey? This is a W stream tonight. It's an awesome guy. Super great guy. We were able to talk Padres, Mets. I hope you guys very enjoyed that. I had such a great time. Let's get some why not us's in the chat because he was bummed out tonight. Let's get some why not us's in the chat. And also, we got to test out that new how's it going emoji, members. So I got to get it out of my system. The Padres win 7-0. How's it going? I love it. I love it. Tyler's a really good guy. He's really good at what he does. And it was awesome. Guys, smash the like button if you guys want to see more of those live streams. That was super, super, and I'll say it again, absolutely super fun to have Tyler on the channel. Listen, those New York Mets are going to be a very, very good baseball team. They're going to be a scary baseball team. And, man, they have some ammunition. Going to go make a deep, deep, deep run in the month of October, everybody. And chat, thank you so much for watching on the live stream. Before we go, again, I want to tell y'all about our new Hogwatch YouTube membership, everybody. We just dropped it today. There is a join button on my desktop users right next to the subscribe button if for you to join the Hogwatch membership. We got you with the OG loyalty badges. Jason, I saw you join. Thank you so much. Wardy is good, but Hogster, you are awesome. Thank you. Going to the game, Lambo. Let's go. Padres, Mets, NLCS. We have our new emojis, everybody, as well. Join the Discord. Also with members. Different levels, member exclusive live streams, exclusive drops to new videos, baby. And everybody, I want to say one more thing. We're working on this day in and day out. Are we ready for the merchandise? Y'all want some t-shirts? I promise you, they are going to look so fire. I spent hours on it, and at first it looked really, really bad. And now, oh my goodness, they are going to look so fire. Effing good. It was so awesome to have Tyler, aka Ward, in New York Mets on the channel. My fellow Padres fans, thank you so much for watching. I'll see you guys tomorrow. It's going to be on Tyler's or my channel. Go Padres! We're going to win this game. Let's get some wine on us. It's been your boy Hog. It's been brought to you by betonline.ag, your number one source for all betting needs. And I'm signing out. Peace.